Runa Devi is 16 years, not even 15 years. 15 years. To see her as a mother, it just doesn't work out. I'm three times as old. It couldn't, like. But then I began to think very deep, this is now a disciple, but someone else, see someone else as a mother. It just doesn't work out. But then I thought, are the scriptures wrong? They say so many true things. Are they wrong? And maybe do they have a woman's complex here? Or is there something wrong with them? And I immediately thought, no. There are usually three meanings. Three levels of meaning. For instance, if you look at the Ganga, one level is the water. The next is the Devi, Ganga Devi, a goddess, a venerable goddess, and then it is love of Godhead. These three meanings are there in the Shastra. So also when you say the woman is a mother, obviously it's not a mother in the physical sense that someone of the Brahmachari was born from you, but it's a mother in a more subtle sense, in the type of the feeling and respect which you bring towards this. The word Mataji means a very, very respectful address, like to your mother. You are very respectful. I don't know if... Even now, I'm from the old generation, you are all from the young generation, but we learned at my Kami times, when I was still a Kami, you have to follow mother. Even if you don't want. My mother had absolute authority over me. You wouldn't believe. Prabhupada's mother had so much authority, we hear, that when he wanted to even go to the toilet, he had to ask his mother. He felt like asking his mother. As a little boy, he went to his mother, urine, urine, urine. And the mother said, of course, who stops you? Just go over. As a little boy, this is the respect you bring to the mother. No, not urine. Urinate, Prabhupada said. Urinate. Of course. Mother said. And Prabhupada said he was totally dependent on his mother. Totally. This is how we mean the term Mataji. Very good. We should not throw away this term because some misunderstand it and maybe misuse the term. So it doesn't mean something bad. Like when a devotee says, Mataji. It means, he really should have used another term. He should, if he is going to have a bad feeling, he should have, you, and he really should have, the offense is already done, so why not do it in German and then show that you are a great offender? It's almost like saying Prabhu. Prabhu means master. You cannot say it like this. You can only say Prabhu. Please tell me what to do. When you use Mataji, you can only say Mataji. Hare Krishna. And you can only. This is how you use the word. Will you say in English, Master? Of course, you can do anything in the language. This would be a sarcastic use of the term Master. Then you can, demigod. But the demigod, it doesn't work so well. The demigod is a demigod. You follow what I want to say. This is how you have to go. You have to enter the spirit of this word. Unfortunately, because of our men are hopelessly attracted to the opposite sex, they don't get it right, but we can give them some time, they will get it right. I'm speaking of those men who are not who are so attached that they want to show their attachment by repulsion, which is the same side of it. It's unfortunate, but after all, we come from the Western world, and they have weaknesses, certain weaknesses are there. And
thought, Hare Krishna.
Can, thank you very much, Regina. This, can well imagine that you cannot feel he's my son.
your head? No, no.
But Divino Thakur lists this Leela as something which took place in this world only because, see, it came due to Indra's pride. Okay. No one gets proud in the spiritual world. It's especially meant when we are also sometimes pride. When we meditate about this Leela, we can see how Krishna destroyed the pride of Indra. There is a shadow of these Leelas also in the spiritual world, but this really, for this, it is not, you know, I can't talk about it. It gets too complicated. We would lose half of the, these things are not for public discussion.
You also mentioned avoiding offenses during listening to the leaders, so not drawing them on the material stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe if we can give some tips then how, because
we should respectfully listen to these leaders, understanding that they are from the transcendental platform, and when we listen to them, we should just get purified, listen, and avoid speculation. This is mentioned. But we should definitely listen to them. Prabhupada, he did not wait until he came in a natural progression to the 10th canto. He immediately wanted us to know it. It was one of the first books. And he said, anyone who listened, in his Klappen text, he said, everyone who listens to this book, Krishna book, will become a devotee. There towards the end of the Klappen text.
But then, when I try to mention to do some active hearing, I have to go into the subject matter. So this is also an offense because I only have material experience.
Well, there are two types of going into the Leela. One is which I personally think is permissible, like you, when you hear about Krishna Leela, you can remember Vrindavan and add some color and dimension to the Leela. But the speculation would start with philosophical things, and you know, and so on, then it would become dangerous. Especially Prabhupada warned us to hear from Babaji's, because often their philosophy is influenced by the Prakriti Sahajiya philosophy, or very often. And it is very, very difficult to detect the exact spots where it is. Very, very difficult. It's almost impossible for us. But when we hear, it's just like hearing the nice things, and in addition we hear also we get also some poison. It's like drinking milk mixed with poison, and that always doesn't have a milky effect but a poisonous effect. If poison and milk would be, you know, if the effect would be that the milk would nourish us, no problem. But it is, therefore this example is given. The bad things will badly influence us. Therefore, it's advised to not hear from these sources. Once a book was given to me by a member of the Nityananda Vamsa about the guru-disciple relationship. And when I read that, just it just produced such a bad taste. But the devotees who gave it to me thought, what a wonderful book, because they could not detect the things. There were very nice things in it, but the other things were just, it felt like crying when you read it. It's a very dangerous thought here.
The afterwards, I mean, for example, when Krishna attacks the devotees, he forces them to pay tax on the yoga, and they ask the winner, then he was the owner of the forest.
Yeah.
Should be the least trade.
What I want to say is getting things materially. And the laughter can have a certain sound where you can immediately know the sound. Do the inhabitants of Vrindavan have? We are here really a Vrindavan lecture. Do the inhabitants of Vrindavan have the Lord's characteristic? The characteristic of the Lord's body. What comes immediately to my mind are the non-moving inhabitants of Vrindavan. They do some foul things. Bhakti Charu Maharaj once told me that there was a cushion who was always at the head of the Lord. The Lord rested on it. And then the cushion thought, no, I don't always want to be at the head. I want to taste the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord. And it moved to the feet, Virachandra. So this is what it means, that everyone and everything is fully conscious. And in this way, it's certainly like the Lord. Trees also, or the water, it's in the, I don't know, I read it in the Krishna book, but when Krishna plays the flute, the water of the Yamuna stops and moves the other way. They don't want to miss a note, the water drops. Jagannath.
We are always very much stressing Krishna Leela and going to Golok Vrindavan like that, but we know that also many eternally liberated souls are in other Vaikuntha planets in a relationship to Vishnu in Dasharas like that. So we're speaking about going back to our constitutional position.
Yeah.
So, is it that all of those who are attracted to this movement is some of those who have their original position in Guru Vrindavan?
Yeah.
Otherwise, isn't it if some Vishnu Bhaktas, then they would have a problem?
Could you this was a question which really was in my mind since a long time. The goal of this movement is Goloka Vrindavan. When Prabhupada says back to Godhead, he doesn't mean that we all get four armed forms. At least he did not speak in detail about it, but he talked. Prabhupada's Krishna is clearly the Vrindavan Krishna. And you can see it when you read those passages in his books where he speaks about that. This is the highest concept of God when he talks about this. The Bhagavad Gita also, when he explains the Manmana Bhava Matbhakto verse, he says the devotee should not think about other forms of the Lord, but about this Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. And he describes the Vrindavan Krishna there. So does this mean that everyone who becomes attracted to this movement is going back to Vrindavan? He's trained like this and he goes there. And My answer is, but I, in other words, is every one of you really the highest type of devotee who worships the highest form of Krishna? It's a very good question. And we hear actually from Jayapataka Maharaj, who quotes the Shastras. I want to back myself up because I'm getting into areas which are not often discussed, that the devotees of the Krishna movement, of us who worship also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will have two identities. One in Chaitanya Lila, in the eternal Sveta Dvip, in the spiritual world, and one in Krishna Lila. It's every one of you, such an exalted soul. Maybe someone of you a Ram Bhakta, or maybe a Vishnu Bhakta. It's a good, this is a question of Jagannath. It's a good question, isn't it? Well, basically, I would like to say we should look around in 10 years. What is Vishnupad's number? 10 years or 50 years? And see who is still here. Then we know who is a devotee. This is 10 years or 50. 50. So this is in 50 years. Let us look around. And then let us make and then we will talk about those who are still here after 50 years. Okay? Then look. Let us look at them. Let us say, then we have devotees. Now we find that most of them will be that type of devotees which I have described. Others might be Ram Bhaktas or so. In Mahaprabhu's Leela we find Murari, who was it? Anupman. The was it Murari Gupta? Yes, and the devotees told him about Krishna, but he could not worship Krishna, and he felt so bad because of that. That you know, being an associate of Mahaprabhu, he wanted, he couldn't so sustain his life. But then Lord Chaitanya came and wrote Rama over his forehead. You are Hanuman, you are eternal devotee of Ramachandra. It does happen, in other words, in our Sampradaya, that he was an Ayodhya Bhakta. Anyways, I don't know what Bhakta he was. He was a Ramachandra Bhakta, this we know for sure. It does happen. But don't worry, Jagannath. Let us say you would be a Vishnu Bhakta, just in theory. By staying in this movement, you will be purified sufficiently, and your original position would become clear. Just in theory. It's even described. Anyway, we would. These are deep subjects. Yes.
So these positions in the spiritual world are eternal, but at the same time we have the story of Gopkumar, who is like kind of advancing through different levels.
No, he's not advancing through different levels.
But he has his original
nature. Gopkumar, that is from his, you might have heard the seminar of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, there it is, the Maharaj describes from Sanatana Goswami's books how the Gopkumar goes back to Godhead. This book was written specifically by Sanatana Goswami to describe the different levels of devotees. Gopkumar goes through, meets all of these devotees in the different spheres where he is. But because he is a Krishna Bhakta, he never stops. He always is dissatisfied. There is a lovely passage where he is in Vaikuntha you know, and the inhabitants of Vaikuntha tell him, please, dress like us. You have this cowherd dress. You know, you see every time Narayan, and Narayan loves you. Could you not dress better, you know, with your dhoti and bound up in a funny way, and you know, out of from their perspective, and can you also take? Would you accept a forearm form, please? Gokuma said, somehow this is me. I can't see myself. And then he goes to Narayan, and he sees him and his love, because he sees the Lord. And he said, "Hey Gopal, hey Govinda." And immediately the other devotees, with pain in their heart, stop him. Don't say Govinda to him, and Gopal, as if he would be a cowherd boy. He's the Lord of all. Respect, a little bit more respect, please. And another time, Gokumar wants to play flute for Narayan. You know, and he starts to get in the mood, you know, like the cowherd boys. and you know, he gets right into it, and the other stop. Hey, wait a minute, Veena music, not this low class flute blowing, you know. And he gets distressed. Narayan understands him, and he it's described. He put him even on his lap, and he caresses him. Loves him very much. And then he's one day distressed in the garden of Vaikuntha, and he meets Narada Muni, who comes by. Narada Muni says, "What is with you? This is Vaikuntha. Vai means without, and Kunta means anxiety. But you are Puna Kunta. You are full of anxieties and worries. What has happened with you?" And he cries, Gopkumar, and says, I don't know. I long for this Lord who is in the pasturing ground, who is surrounded with the gopis and the gopas. I long for him only." And Narayan goes, "Pfft, don't talk like this here. Come with me." And then he takes him to some part you know, he really makes sure that they are covered by bushes, and he says, yes, very good, very good, very good. And he gives him information how to proceed further.
Regarding this spare Bhagavatam, so I was wondering, Bhajpal Shri tells this to Uttara, the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but the stories are not in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So hasn't Shukadev Goswami, don't we have the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, or is there something in between the lines?
Well, the Bhagavatam is the manifestation of the Lord's head. Everything is there. It's not a head without eyes or ears, but we can't see. Therefore we need commentary. Therefore the acharyas give commentaries, and we see through those commentaries of the acharyas.
But isn't it also there's a longer version in the heavenly planets?
There is a longer version, but everything is also in ours. It's spiritual. This is very difficult. Prabhupada writes that in one place that in the Om everything is there. All the Vedas are there. Can you see that? Om. Have you now seen the Shvetashvatara Upanishad? The Sutta is a purport, but you know, no, obviously not. Do the Vaikuntha Vasis also chant Hare Krishna? I can well imagine that they do, but with a different conception. I have not heard anything about this in detail. Yeah, Katrin?
I have a question concerning Brahma. I thought that if a soul falls from the word first time Brahma, and then Lord, he can't fall down, he must go back, so how did he come down?
Katrin, could I request you one favor? Please let us not get into the subject. It's so detailed, and if we could go into it, and you would not be satisfied. I know that you're philosophically minded and know many opinions, but I would have to give you all the answer which I know. I also know that I don't know the full answer because it will remain a secret. That's my conviction. I think this question is especially made that the doubters do not go on. And I've seen, this is my full conviction now. I've talked with a few of my God brothers. See, I want to tell you something very, which is necessary for you to hear. The fifth canto and its description of the universe has a very particular function in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation, it is made like this so that the doubters cannot go on to the higher parts. I'm sorry, this book is irrelevant for me. It does not correspond to observable reality. So, this is my personal opinion. This question, which has created already so much differences amongst devotees, so much critical voices, it is made also that those who are... that there's like a testing barrier, you know, like the third wall or so, which you have to cross. Therefore, Prabhupada really said to us to not bother so much about it. I think you know me, I'm extremely inquisitive. I know all the versions which are on this question. And if I read all the forbidden books about it, and so on, and I'm 100% convinced that it's a question which I cannot understand because it refers to something spiritual. You know, we were somewhere, we came for that. My material logic cannot understand it. And I believe Prabhupada that when he said, "Don't worry how you got here, worry how you get out of here." This is my motto. And it works. I feel alright, my intellectual. I could also get into it and become totally mental about this question, but I'm not doing this any longer. Hare Krishna. Buddha Vasapu. Wie bitte? How can those who are who are not yet convinced that they should leave the material world be satisfied with the answer which I have just given? See, there is I want to answer your question differently. There is a general rule in preaching. Preach only those things which are relevant for your audience. Because if you will bewilder them if you talk more or other things. Buddha Vasa, we could talk about it privately on a walk through nature. Now it's springtime. Actually, Krishna just gave us for yesterday a beautiful weather. Did you notice? Today it's not. Most yesterday about the ceremony. I'm just interested to know. Yes? I also, Nandi Mogi.
What was it?
The key. That was the best. I also. It just came out so spontaneously because every of the speakers really talked about Kunya Vihari and how it's a divine arrangement and so on and so forth. And I also had to talk like this. I wanted to talk very shortly, but I couldn't make it shorter. Then it came time for Ajenda, who just worked so hard on it, gave me the key, and I looked at Gorashi Romani, and he also just, it's impossible to describe how much Gorashi Romani surrendered it. And for him it was not even surrender, it was attraction to do this. You didn't have to really like bend your mind to do it. So then it came time to give the ones who did everything the key. Just saw Kunya Vihari. And I thought, the first thing I thought, how can he take his key? He plays the flute. And he's in some other, he's in the spiritual world playing with the gopis and everyone. And now we're going to give him a birkla key. What is a fabricat? Narayani birkla? Of what, you know, it has this some material name on it, you know, the fabricant, you know. How can we give him this key? Obviously, he must have his hands freed if he's going to accept it. And then, I gave it first to Kunya Vihari, but then I thought I should also give it to Radharani, in case, just for both of them. This I liked very much, and I liked very much when also Professor Weber spoke. Many of you were in did not know in the German language, but he spoke very, very nicely and very. I really liked that part. And of course the bhajans I thought were very nice. Bhagavata. I liked also to see the happy faces of our shoe department, the devotees who were serving the devotees, taking the shoes and putting them down. Vrinda Devi came to me afterwards and said, thank you for the nice service. I think the devotees could appreciate it, this serving the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Then I liked when I remembered everyone who gave something to this project. I was so. It was really the case when this old Oma came and gave 10 marks. I just thought, no, how is this possible? Yes, that I also. And everything I liked. This was, as far as I'm concerned, the best celebration we had so far. Now I thought of another project which we could do. Because the spiritual world is ever increasing. I wanted to. I will write about it in my letter to all of you. Oh, this is good. This is a good conclusion. But I want to say it also here. We do have very powerful deities who have come very near and dear deities. It's Radha Madan Mohan. Now, I must tell you personally, because many of you are related to me, I have a very strong relationship to these deities because I really grew up with them. When I was very young, they at many times saved my spiritual life. And every evening when I was translating, I went into the deity room and read to them from Nectar of Devotion good night stories. when they were preparing to go to rest. And then we very, very... I always thought for my life when I can be near to Radha Madan Mohan, that's the perfection of my life. So now we built the temple room, and I wanted to request all of you, when it's possible, to please help constructing it. If you have still, some of you have golden hands, I know. if you can still give donations. We have a donation account which Gaura Bhavani takes care of for Radha Madan Mohan, isn't it? And Bhuta Basa Prabhu, these two. Yeah. Is it the same account, really? Yeah. So there we can give donations if we can and if we want to help this project. I feel many of you have given such substantial donations because they had a goal in their mind and they could do something and surrender in a way which without that goal they would not have done it. They had the goal Karuna Bhavan. Like I think Gaura Shiromani expressed it very nicely yesterday. He said, it's really not that someone should thank me. That's what you expressed. I should thank Kunya Bihari for having been allowed to do this service. So I also feel whenever we can have a goal, we can identify this, then we can mobilize special forces in us which otherwise remain sleeping. And I feel it is my duty to try to always give you spiritual goals so that you can surrender more and more, do more and more for Krishna. Because then you will go back home, back to the spiritual world. So if all of you can, this is a goal I feel is very, very worthwhile to try to help the day, to help make this temple, because Radhanath Prabhu will be able to tell you it's still, we don't have yet enough luxury to build the temple. He's building along and sometimes we take credits in order to build it and so on. So you, those of you who can see it as a transcendental goal, please, if you can see it, continue like this. We will give you the account in the letter, so you, if you want, or you can give it to these three persons. You could also give it to me directly and say for Radha Madan Mohan, and I will give it to the account. One family has already given a very large donation for this Radha Madan Mohan temple, who also donated for Karuna Bhavan. Good. And for the end, I want to say most probably goodbye to many of you. Several devotees will still see me. I would